I've only got three papers here today. BBC saving your money. How to wear your jeans in 2026. Up. Put your belt on. Oh, I'll tell you what, me and that boy, me and that 16-year-old, I say we're going to fall out. Pull your trousers up. I know it's a tracksuit, but if you don't want to put a belt on it, tie it. It's got a string, hasn't it? Tie it up. Tie it up. Doesn't tie the laces up of his shoes. Doesn't tie. And his mum is telling me it's fashion. And I'm like, yeah, fashion for prison. This isn't. No, pull your trousers up, boy. Sorry. I was triggered there. I do apologise. This is BBC Radio London. The time is 10:38. Oh, I think we've got some more newspapers here. Delivered. Special hand delivery. Dodgy post officer, though. US, we won't use nuclear bombs. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. UK makes plea for peace after Trump threat to wipe out the whole of civilization. And Kanye on the front of the Sun. Chaos as West banned from the UK. Government finally acts on a rapper. That's some of the headlines. But come on. Sun is shining. The sun is songs with the word sun. Ola, what you got? Songs with the word sun. Ella, what you got? What you got? Sun. It will come out tomorrow. Is that the sun that we're talking about there or something else? The sun will come out tomorrow. What's the first thing you do when the sun comes out? Is it an unreasonably hot day today? Not yet, Ella. Are you getting it? It's 24 degrees. If I'm looking at the when I used to go on holidays before the world turned upside down, I'm not going for 24. 24 is not hot. I've still got to wear a cardigan in the evening time. No, I want 33. There you go, 33. So it's going to be warm. The sun's going to be shining, apparently. And thank you for that, Ella. If you've got hay fever, fix up, look sharp, because it might pollen is high today. How's it going to affect the garden? I put the seeds down. Well, the 12-year-old did a few days ago. Is it the right time to start thinking about sprucing up your garden, ready for summer weather? Oh, hold on a minute. There are people out there going, I haven't got a garden. Well, this bit isn't for you then, is it? Sorry, I didn't mean to be horrible. It's just listen and dream about what life is going to be like when you got a garden. Ella's got a communal garden. She hangs her washing in a communal garden. We'll talk about that afterwards now. A gardener, wait a minute. Gardener of the year, supremo, good guy, nice guy. It depends how much money you got, how nice I'm going to be about you today, Wayne.
Good morning.
Underwhelmed by my introduction.
Good morning.
I love it. Listen, I'm always glad and surprised when you say you're going to come back on. April the 8th today. We're in spring, right? We're ready. Are you ready for it,
Wayne?
It's
nice to talk to you. Yes, I mean, people often think that spring is the start of the garden year, but actually it starts in autumn. But in terms of the lovely weather, and you don't need to have a garden, sorry to contradict you, you don't need to have a garden, especially in cities. You can do things in window boxes and a few pots outside your front door.
Yes.
But in terms of those of us who are lucky enough to have a garden in London, you just got to be prepared by water. You can do some simple things, water wisely. A simple thing you can do is water in the first thing in the morning or late in the afternoon, ideally about 7 o'clock. And that will save a lot of water. And prioritise things that are new, whether it's new tree, new shrub, new plants. And the established plants, just leave them. They'll survive. But they're sort of the top tips in warm weather, is to prioritise what you water. And the other thing is, don't water the whole plant. Water the right at the base of the plant. It's a waste of water. And enjoy the garden, especially when it's like it's going to be today.
Producer Ella saying, I like the way the water drops and forms on the leaves. So you see, we're dealing with a hopeless romantic here.
It does look nice, but if you're time poor, you're better off using your time to put the... and it. That looks nice when we have natural rain, when we have the rain and they'll still be on the drops on the plants, and it does look nice.
Well, okay, let's start.
They're my top tips.
No, that's great.
Then Russell, the other thing, yes. if you've got more time and resources, is to mulch your garden because it helps to retain the water. But we're all going to have to get used to gardening in different climes because we have global warming, despite what Trump might say otherwise. We have global warming. We've got to garden in a different way. So choose plants that are more draft tolerant. So, yeah, it's part of the changing pattern of gardening across the Western world.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. One of the things, about 5 years ago, I had a whole new lawn. A mate of mine bought it, you know, and we bought the little squares and whatever. And they said, yeah, you've got to be really careful. And I haven't been, I haven't watered it properly or whatever. I can't be the only one with lots of weeds on there, little dry patches, right? It looked like the person's knee who was sitting opposite me on the tube this morning. How do you repair a lawn?
Well, it's quite easy, actually. First is to give it a mow the lawn, get it low, and then you can either, if you want to use chemicals, there's all sorts of chemicals that will get rid of moss, but otherwise, just get down on your knees and dig out the weeds and then re-sow it. Just sprinkle seeds on it and water it and keep it watered, and a lawn will recover very quickly. You can see it around London in parks and commons. I live in Clapham, and Clapham Common.
Deepest commiserations.
I love it, actually. Clapham Common, when it hasn't rained, like all parks and commons, it looks brown. But within a few days of rain, grass will recover. But yeah, you don't give up on your lawn if you want a lawn. I personally think in a small garden, it's not worth the effort. It's a lot of work for a small space, but if you love the lawn as I do, then as I say, you can dig out the weeds, re-sow it, get some grass seeds, they're very cheap, and then you've just got to hope the pigeons don't eat them all.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? And do you water it once you've done it?
Yes,
water them and
keep the pigeons away. My neighbour is putting up tinfoil because someone told him that keeps the pigeons away on sticks. I'm not convinced myself.
Yeah, are you looking over the fence at what your neighbour is doing?
I think it would be interesting.
Is that what you're doing, Wayne? I wouldn't do it like that.
I just said to him, I've never heard of that, but good luck.
I know what that translates into.
Some people put old CDs that they don't use and string them together and hang them on bamboos, you know, so the wind moves around. Apparently that also keeps the pigeons away, but I'm not convinced.
As the winner of the BBC Gardener, World Garden of the Year, I just wonder, do you look at what changes? Because I imagine the way that people look after their garden, the way they use space, the types of flowers that become fashionable changes. What's big this year, do you think?
Oh, there's always fashion in gardening. I personally don't follow it. I like things that are quite unfashionable. But the big trends are all about rewilding. It's to let your garden be as natural looking as possible, which is a bit odd thing to say because gardens aren't natural. They're created by a man or a woman. But the big fashion, and it's been there for some time, is to leave some parts of your garden untended, particularly lawns, because it's really good for wildlife. And I would say in this time of year, especially when we have nice weather, please leave water out in a shallow dish for the wildlife, not too deep, because we don't want things to drown, because they really struggle. And the more wildlife you have in your garden, it helps to keep down all the pests, the snails and the slugs. So think about the wildlife when it's warm. And in terms of trends in gardening, as I say, it's the trend is to leave things to be natural looking. Overgrown, I would call it. But that's very much a trend. And this year at Chelsea, we'll see what the trends are, but it's the last few years at Chelsea, it's been all about rewilding.
Okay, you don't sound like... I know when people are impressed, right?
I don't like rewilding.
You sound like my boss when I go to her with an idea. You sound less than impressed by it.
Well, actually, a few years ago, I was not going to bother with Chelsea anymore because I got fed up with looking at rewilding, because I'm sorry, but a weed does not make up a garden, in my view. And I never thought I would agree with Alan Titchmarsh because his style of gardening isn't my style, but he said the same thing. A weed does not make a garden. But thankfully, it's moved away from that a little bit. But there was lots of rewilding and recreation. There was one year there was a garden that was a recreation of wasteland from Tottenham. And I thought it should have stayed there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You won't have me back on now.
Don't be ridiculous. That is exactly the kind of statement that makes me want you to have you on. I'll talk to you in the autumn. God bless
and
you.
And also, can I say, I agree. Tell your son to do up his trousers.
Thank you. Uncle Wayne said to put a belt on and pull up your trousers. God bless you. This is BBC Radio London.